This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Nordstrom has announced it will close its Northgate Mall location in Seattle in August. But it is not the only closure for the Seattle-based retailer. Nordstrom has run a downtown store in Anchorage, Alaska since 1975. The doors there close for good in September. In Alaska's largest city, Nordstrom was more than just a place to buy clothes. So says Michelle Terrio-Boots in a story for the Anchorage Daily News. We reached her by phone earlier today. She says for store employees, Nordstrom provided a long-term career. But for shoppers, Terrio-Boots says Nordstrom was a place of comfort and a portal to the outside world.
Anchorage has been really a town of a lot of people who moved here from other places and people who missed living in big cities, living in the lower 48, as we call it up here.
You talked about some of the reactions to the store closing. People said some very personal things about this.
People were devastated. I've got over 40 emails. We put out a solicitation on Facebook just kind of saying, hey, what did Nordstrom mean to you? And I got email after email of people recounting getting their prom makeup done there, buying a suit for their loved one's funeral. So many stories about mothers taking daughters to lunch. That was a kind of a real classic activity there where people would just kind of make a day of it, take their friend or family member to lunch and go shopping. And that just isn't available anywhere else in Anchorage in that same way. And a lot of people also wrote about in this kind of rough, rugged frontier state, just having this little oasis of luxury.
Michelle, when the news broke that Nordstrom would close its downtown Anchorage location, you went to the store to talk to people. Can you describe that scene? What was it like?
It was actually really quiet. The store, I was kind of surprised by how few shoppers were there that day. But we did find people outside walking in who had said, yeah, I just heard that Nordstrom's is closing. And I thought we'd go and have a nostalgic lunch. And there was sort of almost an eerie quiet inside as if it was kind of had already been abandoned.
What will this mean in Anchorage itself? I know in your story you reference a kind of a section of businesses that's nicknamed Sono, south of Nordstrom.
Yeah, well, I think it punches a huge hole in the already struggling downtown retail core. The size of this store was 97,000 square feet. So you have a massive empty space that the city and the mall is going to have to figure out who will go there. I mean, if not just the Fifth Avenue Mall area, but all of Anchorage has sort of a downtown anchor tenant, I would say it was Nordstrom. It drew a lot of people to downtown that might not otherwise go there. And so I think that's a real conundrum. What will be done with that space? What will go there? And how to continue driving people to this part of the city? And yes, also there's a little cluster of boutiques that call themselves the Sono District, south of Nordstrom. And they kind of, you know, one of the owners kind of laughed yesterday and said, well, we're going to have to come up with something else.
Do you shop there?
I do. And I actually have some I had a lot of memories before I went to the hospital to have my first daughter. I went there to buy a nightgown, you know, so that was the last thing I did, walked around Nordstrom before I went and had my first child. I have many memories from over the years. And growing up in Seattle, you know, I always felt like a special connection, like a little piece of home was up here with Nordstrom. When my parents, who live on Whidbey Island, would come to visit, my mom would always want to go to Nordstrom. But, you know, also in recent years, I haven't gone there as much, probably because of online shopping or other lower priced options.
Michelle, thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Michelle Terrio-Boots is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News. You can find a link to her story on our website, knkx.org.